Strikers hitting the headlines and the country grinding to a standstill. It can only be, of course, the Women's World Cup here in Germany. Hi, it's John Ashdown. It's day five and I'm looking out onto a very grey day here in Dresden. It has been boiling hot. Yesterday was an absolute scorcher, but it has cooled down a touch today. We're talking about strikers, really, because we've had the first round of games completed now in the tournament. Everybody's had a 90 minutes under their belts, and there's only been 14 goals in those 8 games. Not for the lack of trying, plenty of shots, but the strikers haven't quite found their shooting boots just yet. And the country will be grounding to a standstill later on today when the host nation, Germany, take on Nigeria. A win for them, and it's a very likely win for the German team, would put them pretty much into the quarterfinals. The other game in that group, Canada against France, is a big one for those two teams. Big issue there is whether the Canadian captain and goal scorer in the last game, Christine Sinclair, will play. She's got a broken nose, so if she does play, it's likely to be in a face mask. The England camp here in Dresden were training yesterday, despite the heat. They're preparing for their game against New Zealand tomorrow evening. What's to say about them? We had a quick chat to Hope Powell yesterday, playing her cards close to her chest. Wouldn't say if she was going to make any changes. The consensus is that Ellie White might get a start against New Zealand, but obviously Hope wasn't going to be drawn on it. And we've got an open training session later on for 15 minutes that we can go and have a watch of. But I'm pretty sure that we won't be seeing the first choice 11 or any clues to it, particularly in that time. I think Hope's a little bit too canny for that. Right, that's it from me. I'm going to go and write up a couple of small talks that I did with the couple of members of the squad yesterday. They were fun, but I shall speak again to you tomorrow.